2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
I have been waiting to talk to this woman all morning. Have you ever wondered why you love a few things in your wardrobe more than others? Or have you had your colours done? That's what I want to know, because it seems like everybody on TikTok at the moment is getting this done. So we asked colour and image consultant Saffron Cole to come in and basically explain what it's all about. Saffron, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here today.
No, thank you for coming in, because I was just saying to you before we came on, I know that Roz Purcell went to you to have this done because she was chatting to me in the office about it, and she was showing me this book of colours and kind of swatches of different fabrics and colours that you had given her. And I was so fascinated by it. I was like, oh my God, I'm definitely going to go and get this done. You have ended up coming in to talk to us on the show, which is why I'm so excited. So tell us exactly what it is that you do.
So basically, I work as a colour and style consultant in fancy terms. In plain simple English, I style women based on colours that suit them best in terms of clothing and stuff like that. So colour analysis is about finding colours that are going to make us look our most vibrant and radiant, i.e. colours that are going to suit us best based off our natural characteristics, such as our hair, our eyes and our skin tone. So that's kind of how I determine what colours are going to suit us best. And there's like, there's so many different seasons, but everyone will fall into a season, really: spring, summer, autumn or winter.
Okay, so I mean, it's very trendy at the moment.
Yeah, it's all over TikTok.
Yeah, it's everywhere on TikTok, but it's not like this is something new.
No, this has been around since the 1980s. Colour Me Beautiful, many of our listeners might know of Colour Me Beautiful. So it was in Ireland and England years ago. And I suppose it just kind of died down a bit, but with the trend of social media and sustainability and fashion and that, it's kind of came back to life.
Is that what it is? Sustainability? So people obviously, rather than buying into a trend and, you know, getting something that you're probably not going to like in a season or two, you're buying into yourself, I suppose.
Yeah, you're investing in yourself, but you can see that trend. We're all investing in ourselves, whether it's skincare, you know, or maybe a post-pandemic glow up. I know a lot of people seem to have lost themselves during the pandemic and they want to get back to feeling themselves, or maybe they've had a kid, they want to feel themselves again. But again, sustainability really is up there at the top. Like, we want to buy less clothes, but buy sensibly. So it's about shopping smarter. So once you know colours that are going to suit you, it's a lot easier and you can narrow it down to certain colours.
And how long does it take you to figure out what works for someone?
Sessions can last from probably 50 to 90 minutes. Could be 2 hours. You know, it depends, like chit-chatting. You know, some people you can see it straight off the bat, like, okay, you're definitely a deep warm autumn. But some might be a little bit trickier, especially if the hair colour has changed from the natural hair colour.
So this is what I want to ask. So say you've dyed your hair.
Yeah.
Do your colours change, or are your colours based on the colours you're born with?
What I would do is, when I assess someone, I say, well, what were you like when you were a child? You know, someone with mousy brown hair, had you blonde hair as a child, or are you just always mousy brown? You know, had you dark brown hair, or had you black hair? And sometimes people are a bit stunned and they're like, I actually can't remember. And then I would say, can you show me a photograph of you as a child, just to get a good indication? Because someone might come with really bright eyes and their hair is quite dark, but they're looking good in warm tone spring colours, and I'm like, that doesn't add up. So it could just be that their hair is slightly darker than their natural. So that's why it might throw it off a bit. But I always base it off the natural.
In cases like that, would you be saying to people what you'd recommend their hair colour to be?
Sometimes I might say yes. So if someone comes as well, sometimes someone could have blonde hair. They look pale, but then when I start testing them, I'm like, you're falling towards warmer colours. I'm thinking, is your hair a bit cool? So maybe you need to go for a warmer blonde rather than a cool blonde.
Wow.
And they would say, yeah, I always feel my hair is washing me out. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably a bit cool for you.
That's so interesting. And like, who is coming? Like, who do you find sitting in the chair in front of you? Is it mothers? Is it women? Is it men? It's who's it most popular with?
There's a variety, to be honest. Like, could be a 21-year-old, but on Sunday I have an 84-year-old lady. So it's for everyone.
I love that.
It's for all genders. Like, I obviously have a large amount of women coming to me, but there is men, and you know, men are interested in themselves.
Wow.
Especially in suits and what they should be wearing too, but variety of ages. A lot of women on maternity leave at the moment. They're feeling a bit lost, want to get back out there. Or women in their later years, hormonal changes, they don't feel themselves and they want to get back to themselves. So maybe if I show them a colour that they used to wear and they're like, I used to get loads of compliments in cornflower blue. And I'm like, well, what's stopping you from wearing it now? You know, it's just kind of get them back.
I think that that's just so fascinating when you're going through some kind of a life change,
exactly,
that something like this could.
Yeah.
And it's such a simple thing to do for yourself, yeah, but it could make such a huge difference in your confidence.
Yeah. It's a form of self-care, really.
Absolutely.
And that's trending at the moment too, self-care.
So is it that if you're paler, you need warmer? Or is it a case of needing the opposite, you know, or a complementary colour? Like, how do you figure it out? Like, look at me.
Basically, so what I do is, say, looking at you, I would say you've dark features, you've dark hair, dark eyebrows, and you've a darker eye. So automatically you're going to fall into the deep category.
Okay.
So the deep category, you're going to be looking at either autumn or winter, really.
Okay.
If you had blonde hair, blue eyes, you'd be looking at lighter seasons such as like spring or summer. So what I would do with you, I would say, so you're dark in your features, so you're definitely a deep. So I'd have to test you and see whether are you leaning towards autumn colours or winter colours. OK, so it's not necessary. You might visually look pale, but your undertone could be warm, or you could look like you are warm based, your undertone is cool, but that wouldn't be that likely. But like, I'm looking at you today, I would probably say you're a deep warm autumn. You might say to me you're cool, but I don't think so. Like I said to you prior, do you get a tan on holidays?
And I do.
Yeah, so that's an indicator that you have warmth in your skin, you know, that you have a warm undertone.
Wow.
Even though you might look pale, it's probably you're good at wearing your SPF, you know.
I am.
The sun isn't out in Ireland all the time, so like you're not going to be getting that tan. But I think
so. I know you're saying, oh, you're a deep warm autumn. What the hell does that mean?
So darker colours to your face are going to suit you better, which is good because you wear a lot of black.
I do.
Black suits you.
Okay.
Absolutely. It doesn't wash you out. So darker colours. So like, I even brought these little flags.
Oh,
with me,
wow,
this morning.
Okay. Just, so she's holding up a swatch. It's like a rainbow of fabrics.
Handbag. So these are just kind of quick ones if I had an event. And I just thought I'd bring them along today if,
wow,
I was able to do any visual. So I would probably put you in a burgundy.
Love burgundy.
Burgundy,
love
teals,
bit of burgundy.
Cornflower blue. I'd put you in mustard, okay? I know you might be like, oh,
no,
mustard.
I love mustard.
Mustard and clear salmon. I'd put you in accessories, gold as well. I think they'd be really complimentary on you too.
Okay.
Especially gold shimmers on your eye, because I can see from your eye there when I was talking to you earlier before we started, there's kind of a gold ring going around your pupil as,
yeah,
well. And then it fades out darker green. So definitely green.
So do you put all of this stuff into like a document for people,
yeah,
or what,
so
do they go
like
away
you see
with
Roz, you leave with a little swatch wallet and you'll have about 36 colours in it. Okay, so they'll be divided into neutrals at the start. So remember, neutrals is the base of your wardrobe. So for you, I'd be saying get some dark navy, get some burgundy, soft white, not a real crispy white. So remember the Daz ad years ago, that really white crispy white, I'd say no to that. I'd go for a more softer white.
Okay.
And then like for outer garments, I'd go for like a stone kind of trench coat or a taupe kind of trench coat.
Okay.
I wouldn't be putting you in, say, khaki greens or anything like that, but I don't know if you wear khaki greens.
No, I actually am mad about khaki greens.
And I would say to avoid light pastels. Pastel,
oh,
shades.
No.
Like really light pastels, okay?
Okay.
I think they'd wash you out a little bit.
Okay.
And we don't want that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do people, say you say things like that and I go, oh my God, I've got 3 light pastel dresses in my wardrobe. Do I chuck them in the bin now?
Absolutely not. Is that dress hitting you right up against the face?
No.
No, exactly. So you've got that skin barrier there too.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, that'll break it up. It'll take the harshness away. You could add an accessory, you know, like scarves are great for adding a little pop of colour, stuff like that.
Wow. It's just, I find this absolutely fascinating.
And getting your makeup right as well, you know. As well. That
so, can
help.
You recommend makeup to people?
Well, I would say if you're warm tone, go for a warm based foundation. Stay away from that real pinky, cool tone one. And then vice versa, if you're cool tone, stay away from the, you know, yellow, goldeny bases, because they're not going to do anything for you.
Wow. And do people have to be with you physically, Saffron, or
yes,
can you do it online?
No, I don't do online personally. I just, you know, images can get distorted, stuff like that. I would say to women before they come, oh, send me, you know, tell me what your natural hair colour is and your eye colour and stuff. And then they land and could be completely different. You know, they could describe mousy brown as dark brown.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
So it's kind of like the dating season. World, you yes, know, with putting, yeah. people putting up images and then they turn up in real life and it's
better,
not what was there.
It's better in person anyways. Yeah. It's more of an experience because then I could say, well, you could think of these neutrals as like trousers, pants, jackets and stuff like that. I can do kind of cool colour combos, say like this sky blue shirt I'm wearing. I could put blush pink with it and just show them how to style it because they mightn't be able to just necessarily have that flair for colour.
I totally get you. Yeah. If people have questions, by the way,
okay.
feel free to text us in 51552 or you can drop us a WhatsApp 087 187 9200. So my question is just, are there just the four seasons of colour types and then it's whether you're warm or cold? Is that what it is?
No, it's a lot trickier than that. So the first thing we need to determine is our dominant. So there's six different dominants. So light, deep, warm, clear, cool and soft. I'm a soft, you're a deep, okay?
I'm a deep. Okay, yeah. I need to write this deep. Down.
And then deep. Within that, there's different seasons. So like you, I'm saying you're a deep, warm autumn, but I'm a soft, warm autumn, okay? So there's different. Where I put Roz as a clear, warm spring, but you could also be a light, warm spring. My sister sitting out there, she's a deep, cool winter, okay? So, but then you can be a clear, cool winter.
So within the same family, you can be completely different.
Yeah. So I'm a soft autumn. My mother's a dark autumn. My sister's a cool winter. And then my other sister is a clear, cool winter. So two winters, but different kind of winters.
So when your sisters rock up to visit you sometimes, do you look at them and go, that is not for you?
Well, my mother is really into fashion and colour too. So she's very strict. She's like, Shannon, I don't think that's on your palette, or Saffron, that's not on your palette. We stick to the rules of colour analysis
wow,
within our household.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Even with our dad, we'd be telling them
to fix a suit or change his tie.
Yeah, not just black all the time, add a bit of sky blue with suit.
And you know, it is a thing I think sometimes with Irish lads. I do. It's a bit of a sweeping generalised statement, but they might all go for the blue suit or the navy suit.
Or red shirts on a night out, and that mightn't just suit everyone. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
Red shirts.
But it's interesting for guys to get it done though, because...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just, I have a few brides that might bring their hubby to be along and they'd be saying, well, what colour wedding dress am I going for? And say, I'd be like soft white. And then I'd look at her husband's features.
That's such a good idea.
And I'd say maybe go for a dark navy rather than the black suit. So black might wash you out a bit, but you go dark navy, like that velvet navy tux would be fab.
That's a really nice idea, especially for a special occasion like that.
And the bridesmaids too.
So if it was somebody's big birthday, like a 21st, or do people go like that?
Yeah, someone might get gifted it for like their 21st, you know.
That's a really
if
nice
it's
idea.
If you're 21st and you're a girl and gold suits you, I'd say go all out, wear like a champagne-y style dress, or depends on personality too, also plays a role.
So how can someone listening at home do a bit of self-analysis, like with a mirror and some fabric, or can they or should they do that?
Yeah, you can. So at home, I would say sometimes maybe hold clothing up close against your face. So this is what I say to clients when they leave me. I'm saying, how I showed you the colours that didn't suit you, you need to do that in the shop too. Okay, so they have their palette, but I'm saying, go into the dressing room. Is that dress washing me out? Are my lips going a bit blue? Is it bringing out pigmentation on my face? Avoid. Is it blending into my skin, harmonising? Am I looking great? Buy it, okay?
Okay.
So people at home, I would say, put colours up close against your face, even like, you know, T-shirts, or if it's like a pillowcase, you know, colours, something right up against your face. If it's blending, go for it. If it's washing you out, stay away from it.
Okay.
But also, if you're dark in features, go for darker seasons, darker colours. If you're bright in your features, go for the brighter seasons, such as spring and summer.
So okay. This is a question I'm afraid to ask almost.
Yeah.
How much does fake tan impact the colour analysis? Oh. Because if you're going to tell me not to wear it anymore, we're going to have a problem.
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank God.
You know, I say to people to come makeup-free, tan-free on their face. I don't really care about the body as much because we're not draping the body. But tan is on the surface level, okay? So our undertone is under our skin and that's what gives us the hue of whether we're warm or cool.
Okay.
So wearing tan wear as much tan as you'd like. However, does tan suit everyone? I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Would you have to say to some people the tan isn't working for you?
Well, again, going back to my sister, she's very cool toned. She doesn't, tan doesn't suit her. She look, it doesn't suit her skin. It doesn't suit her complexion. You know, it can look very muddy. So if you're listening to me now and you're thinking, tan doesn't sit right on my body, maybe it's because it's not meant to be worn by you. Maybe, you know, you're better to embrace your porcelain pale skin.
Absolutely. You know? But sometimes I think people, you know, obviously following the crowd, what's trendy, and maybe they just need somebody like you to tell them that.
Yeah, maybe. But I think as well, there's definitely a movement again on TikTok and Instagram of we're going to wear less tan, you know, we're going to do pale girl makeup. But obviously getting your colours done too can help that, because if you find colours that suit your skin, you're not going to fixate so much on, well, that dress will suit me when I do put on my tan.
I'm like,
we shouldn't think of it like that. We should just think of us as our natural selves.
That's funny. I'm terrible for that with some pieces of clothes I have. I'll think, oh, but it'll look nice when I've done this or when I've done this.
Yeah. And do you know when you're in the shop and you're like, oh, this dress is nice and it fits me, but when I put on tan, it'll look better. But that colour's probably wrong then.
Okay. It's a good indicator.
Yeah.
It's just, I could keep you here for all morning asking questions, Saffron. Thank you so much for coming in today to talk about your colours.
A pleasure.
That was colour and image consultant Saffron Cole. We will be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.